You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Okay, we got a long one. Hello, pretty, pacified, public partners, partaking passionately, peaked plundering, plainly petty pastimes, poignantly prolonged, parentheses, periodically prickly pregnant, pauses plagued, in parentheses, provoking primarily peevish petulance, preceding peril, pointless principles pouted pathetically. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 180, and I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your persnickety, parading, palpably pleasant, plebeian purveyors, precisely plunging, palatial playhouses, packed ponderously per puzzle, plot, pre-production, post-purposeful planning. Oof.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
That was from Clayton.
That was, wow. Yes. The only word to describe that would be ponderous. So yeah, you ran a couple of races today, Karen, and then you were off to the zoo.
To the zoo
for a birthday celebration. We got a personal walking tour of the San Francisco Zoo.
That we're paying someone to tell us trivia.
Right.
At the zoo.
We've already exhausted the little cards they set out in front of the animals.
Yeah. Now we really need to
pick your brain about this kind of stuff. So we got to have a personal encounter with a blue-tongued skink from Australia. Yeah. So
what type of animal is that?
It's a lizard. Uh-huh. So basically, it looks like a snake with little feet on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
In case I haven't seen a lizard
or does it look like a snake with feet?
Snake with feet.
I feel like plausible. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like a fat salamander.
Yeah, big fat salamander.
Okay.
With a blue tongue, and we found out it has a blue tongue because things that have bright colors, like bright blue colors, are usually poisonous.
Right.
So it sticks the blue tongue out all the time, and that tells predators, like, hey, even though it's not poisonous.
Right.
He's like, hey, I'm made of poison. And they're like, whoa, back off. We ended the day getting to feed giraffes.
Like, up close and personal.
And basically, like, they're behind a fence, but they just dip their heads over, and you just hold up the romaine lettuce, and they just eat it.
I'm sure they're like, yeah, we know how this goes. Just hold up the lettuce, buddy.
Little light vinaigrette,
tongues.
You know?
Yeah, they also have blue-black tongues.
And they have prehensile tongues, and so they wrap their tongue around the lettuce, and they pull it right up from
the
tongue.
Yeah, it's very oddly sensual.
Oh, yeah. It's a mess.
It's like they have one finger.
And they drool on you, too, like, because they're eating, and it's like they saliva's like on
And it's
face.
Just like, oh, man, like, I did not expect this from this zoo tour, that like I was literally just gonna get a giraffe like all up in my face. It was awesome. It was so cool. But we also did bring back some trivia for you, because they started telling us we saw some koalas, which are great. Koalas are marsupials, which means they have their little baby, right? Like the kangaroo has the joey.
Yep.
Just very same thing with the koala, is that they're born after a couple of weeks, like, you know, days, they're born, and then they crawl up mom's belly with their little teeny tiny, about the size of a penny, they crawl up into the pouch. So inside the pouch of the mom koala, like, there's a nipple in there.
Yeah.
And that's where they get their sustenance, and they drink off of mom.
It's like a hidden nipple.
While they're in the pouch.
Hidden nipple.
And they spend most of their time, you know, they spend like months like inside that pouch. They're born, once they come out of the pouch, they want to get more food, they stick their head back in the hole and drink from the spout in there. And then she was like, oh yeah, if the mom has a joey that's in there, a little tiny, or was it joey? It was joey, a little tiny guy in there. And also then another older baby, mom is like producing two different kinds of milk. Depending on which baby it is.
Yeah, one out of the pouch baby, milk formulation for that, and the milk formulated for the pouch baby.
So the koala is the Coca-Cola Freestyle.
Yeah, it's like the little Wonder Bar thing they have at the restaurants, where it can shoot out Sprite or Coke.
Coca-Cola Freestyle.
Right. Wow. And so then, in addition, we found out something really great. Then it got good. And she was like, this gets a little bit gross. Are you okay? Yes. Please bring it on.
Yeah.
Karen, do you want to do the honors here?
So I mean,
it was your birthday.
So she asked us the question, like, oh, you know, like kind of like tour questions, like, yeah. Do you guys know what koalas eat? We're like, oh, eucalyptus. They love eucalyptus. And it's like, turns out koalas love eucalyptus, and eucalyptus is toxic to most animals, but like they have special enzymes,
okay,
so that they can eat eucalyptus, and they love it. But the babies are not born with said enzymes in their GI system. And so if the baby koalas want to eat eucalyptus,
which they have to,
they can't process it. So in order to process it, the babies will eat the poop from mom to get the enzymes living in their GI system. And then they can process the eucalyptus.
Yep.
And we're like, oh,
man.
Why has no one told us about this?
So again, just the beginning of a koala's life. I mean, first, it, you know, it's like born
it's
the size of a penny. You know, have to crawl yourself.
Right, to get to the safe zone.
Stomach. To get to the goal area. And then afterwards, once you come out of there, you have to eat your mom's poop if you want any chance of surviving in the wild to get the enzymes you need to break down the toxic eucalyptus. The mom's poop does actually change after she's had a baby a little bit. So, I mean, the stuff that they eat is slightly
different. She has two different kinds of poop. Depending on two different kinds of poop.
Yeah. I mean, let's be really clear. They're still eating poop, but they call it pap. Pap is the scientific term.
Not poop, but pap.
Because poop was a little too on the nose for them to be talking about in their research labs, I guess. I don't know. Pap. That's what it's called. They eat their mom's pap.
So that is the eucalyptus enzyme nutritive form of poop is pap.
Right. But it's always in there.
Yeah.
From a koala.
Not if I do it. Not if I, just to be clear. Yeah. If I do it.
It's still poop.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. So that is the beginnings of the life of the koala. Day's not over yet.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we got an episode of Good Job Brain to record.
And let's jump into our first general trivia segment, Pop Quiz, Hot Shot. Here, I have a couple random Trivial Pursuit cards. You guys have your Barnyard Buzzers. I have three options.
Oh.
Okay.
You guys
want
to choose? All right. Yeah. I got Entertainment Singles.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I got Pop Culture 2. Uh-huh. And I have Trivial Pursuit 1995.
I want to know what Entertainment Singles is. What is Entertainment Singles?
They're just like entertainment.
Oh, okay. Pop Culture 1995.
Yeah.
I agree.
95, sure.
Okay, 1995?
Yeah, we were all alive during that time.
Make it so.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. For Pink Wedge, what U.S. government outfit lost $84 million in 3 years trying to hawk retail items like t-shirts, mugs, and stickers? Huh. Colin.
I'm going to guess the United States Postal Service.
Correct.
Oh, right.
That's sad.
I don't know what.
Why did they do that?
They're trying to raise money, probably.
Yeah, try to create another revenue stream.
All right, next question. What was the first Windows edition named for a year instead of a version number? Everybody!
Windows 95.
Correct.
Wow, that was just so relevant to them making Trivial Pursuit 1995.
They're like, we got it, guys.
Yep.
It does seem a little more obvious in retrospect.
Yeah. It's the 1995 year Trivial Pursuit. Those old commercials were great.
That was with Start Me Up, right? With Rolling Stones, I believe they used that campaign.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. Trivial Pursuit 1995. What did Seinfeld's Frank Costanza want to call the bra for men that is co-inventor Kramer dubbed the bro? All right. Colin and Chris.
The man's ear.
Correct. Next question. What pop rock pianist sold 200,000 copies of his Live at Red Rock CD on QVC? Dana.
John Tesh.
It is John Tesh.
He was on Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, that's what I know him for.
Yeah.
All right, next question. What radio personality was sued by the family of former show regular Deborah Tay, after he sifted through her ashes on the air?
What?
Is it Howard Stern?
It's gotta be.
It's Howard Stern.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Last question. Who appeared semi-nude with Michael Jackson in the video You Are Not Alone?
Oh. Lisa Marie Presley.
Correct.
Yes. His wife.
At the time.
At the time, indeed. Yep.
That was a weird video.
That was awkward.
That was a weird time.
I need to see it.
You know what? I actually like this card. I'm going to do another card.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
This is from Entertainment Singles.
Oh, Entertainment
Singles. I actually like these questions.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Let's do a second round.
It's rare, an all quiz episode. Yeah. Let's load up.
Well, Colin, don't.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we have. I would
yeah, 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 right, yeah.
Ready for round two? Blue Wedge for TV. What TV show shares the adventures of a young Superman?
Oh.
That was Chris.
That is Smallville.
Correct.
Not Young Superman, which would have been a much better title.
Adventures of Young Superman.
Yeah, right, yes.
All right, Pink Wedge for music. Who was the first country singer to win American Idol? Oh. Colin.
Wasn't that Kelly Clarkson?
No.
Incorrect.
She was the first winner of American Idol.
Yeah.
But she's not really a country singer.
Oh, I'm thinking of, sorry. No, Chris has it.
Yeah, American Idol expert.
Carrie Underwood.
That's who I was picturing. She's the,
Okay. Yellow Wedge for Mo.
Uh-huh.
Which actress played the seductress Mrs. Robinson in the movie The Graduate?
Oh. And Dana. Bancroft.
Anne Bancroft, correct. Wife of Mel Brooks.
Yes.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Purple Wedge for GA. Games.
Oh,
GA
okay.
Is games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Puzzle. How long is a regulation soccer half?
A regulation.
Chris?
50 feet.
No. Time.
Sports. I don't know.
Regulation 45 minutes.
Correct. 45
minutes. Minutes long.
Yes. Regulation. Yes. Plus injury time. And
Green Wedge for books. What former forensic scientist is known for her gritty mysteries? I didn't know this person was a forensic scientist.
Gritty mysteries.
And a woman. Colin.
Is that Sue Grafton?
Incorrect.
Not Sue Grafton. Gritty Mysteries. Yeah. Is it Agatha Christie?
No.
Okay. She didn't know it was a woman. Okay. So it must be an initial person, right?
No.
Her.
It's a woman. Yeah, because it says
okay.
her.
Who else writes
mysteries? Patricia? Yes, am I? Yeah.
What's the last name? Good job.
Cornwell.
Patricia Cornwell. Oh. Good job, Brandy.
Wow. Okay. Hey, all right.
I have to give a shout out and thanks to my mother, one of the world's biggest mystery and crime novel fans.
All right, last question. Wild card. Where is Bugfest, a national day devoted to celebrating insects held? What city in the United States?
Spider Town,
Spider Town
is also a capital, state capital.
Okay,
narrows
it down.
Okay.
State capital.
Can I ask a follow up question? What state is it the capital of?
That's my follow up.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, but the
is that Charlotte, North Carolina?
Nope.
What is North Carolina?
What is the capital of North Carolina?
So many North Carolinians.
Raleigh?
It's Raleigh.
Raleigh.
I apologize.
When you said Raleigh, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot how to spell it. Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Good residents of Raleigh.
Yeah.
And Charlotte, maybe. I accidentally.
That question was a 2-in-1. Now you also know the geography. Yeah. That's where Bugfest is. I want to go to Bugfest. Okay. That's awesome.
Are they the Hornets? Who's the Hornets?
Yes, the Hornets are the Charlotte professional basketball team that plays in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Really into, yes.
Also owned by Michael Jordan, a basketball player of some note.
All right, good job, Brains. Today is episode number 180.
Oh my. We're on the road to 200.
depending, I hope it's, I lost my laptop and we have one lost episode. So
yeah,
I don't know
we're
going to skip
it's episode,
that one.
It's episode 180, but you may not have heard all of the episodes leading up to one.
Yeah. Yeah. Karen lost her laptop and lost a couple of files.
Right.
So, so we'll see if this this actually is.
Thing
no,
works
this
out.
Is, yeah, this is going to be 180.
Right.
Okay.
If there are episodes before that, we don't know.
That's right.
The famous lost episode. Yeah.
The famous long lost episodes. So every fifth episode, we don't have a topic. We prepared our own random quizzes and puzzles to stump each other and stump you guys, listeners. So today is our all quiz bonanza number 36. Woo! So all quiz bonanza number 36. Who wants to go first?
I don't so much want to go first as have a pile of our very favorite Good Job Brain candy in front of me, which is to say the Laffy Taffy in an assortment of flavors, but that's not important right now.
No, that's not why we like Laffy Taffy.
You may or may not know, I think our American listeners may know, and some of our listeners from the foreign lands may not know, but the joy of Laffy Taffys is that the joy slash pain of Laffy Taffys is that they print on the back of these things jokes that are sometimes simply sent in by children. Sometimes they are made up by children, but they're riddles. They're supposed to be riddles. They're not jokes so much as they're supposed to be riddles. Yeah, of the why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other side kind, but sometimes they're like puns. Yeah, I mean, sometimes they're totally gettable and sometimes they're just like, you're never going to figure like this out because there is no, the logic is impossible to discern. So I have a random selection of Laffy Taffys. Now there's two jokes on each, so the joke selection will not be random.
We have developed our own game around Laffy Taffy, which is not, oh, let's share the jokes, is we try to guess.
Yeah. Indeed.
What the answer is.
We're the Killjoy adults.
So here we go.
Like a little kid's like, I have a joke for you.
Yeah,
and it's like, I know the answer.
I've heard it.
Slapped out of your hands.
Yep,
okay. Like when people say, oh, guess what? And you're like, oh, and then you guess what?
Right.
You just deflate them.
Yeah. Yeah. People hate when you do that, by the way.
People really,
So here's a segment
of us. Really being annoying. Here's Laffy Taffy. All right. Okay, here's one I think you guys might be able to get. So here is a pun. Taylor B. of Charleston, South Carolina writes, what do ghosts like on their roast beef?
What do ghosts like on their roast beef? All right. So I'm going to guess it's not like au jus.
It's
going to
be like
boo or something, right?
It'll be sure.
Boo.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Boulinate.
Oh, no. And also, if you can come up with a better answer than what is on this Laffy Taffy, you do get bonus points.
Scary something.
Boo.
Boo. I think that boo is probably better than what's on here.
That's true. There's no way a kid would come up
with that. It's not boo. Yeah. But I would love
it. Is it a boo pun?
It is a thing you usually put on roast beef. That's it.
Yeah.
Grave E.
Wait,
like
what?
Grave E.
Grave.
Grave.
Oh, sorry. Grave.
Oh, I get it. Grave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, Grave E.
Grave E.
We beat you, kid.
Oh, boo.
All right. Here's one that I think you may not get. Tracy M. from West Palm Beach, Florida writes, why couldn't the skeleton add 1+1? Why couldn't the skeleton add 1+1?
He was
dead. Something bone.
No skin or
because he has no brain.
Because he doesn't have a brain.
Because
skeletons don't have brains and therefore can't do math. That is correct, Tracy.
Sure.
That's less of a joke than it is a statement of fact. here is another pun that maybe you guys can get. Lindsay S. from DeSoto, Missouri says, what does a pig put on his cut?
Ointment.
Yeah. At the same time. Yes. Gets ointment.
Ointment.
We finished up the banana Laffy Taffys and moving right into the strawberry.
As if the jokes are tiered by flavor.
Perhaps. Kristen K. from Eureka, Nevada asks, why was the broom late?
It overswept.
It overswept. Oh.
Good night, everybody.
Sticks it.
That was good.
Again, oh, from right here in Alameda, California.
Oh, that is right here.
Amber T. Amber T. from Alameda, California asks, what is Labor Day?
When you're born? When your mom has labor?
Labor Day.
Indeed, yes. The question is, what is Labor Day? And the answer is, that's when mommies have their babies.
Yeah.
Again, I told you some of these...
Like, it's a pun, but it doesn't make sense.
I would love to be the editor in charge of this, which I think is just one of those little birds that tips over.
Yes.
And finally, this is a classical riddle of the riddle style.
Okay.
And is a good riddle. Emily B. of Fayetteville, Arkansas.
I like how we're calling out these
trees. Well, yeah. Again, their last names are truncated. Yes.
For their privacy.
Call you E. Brown. Oh, sorry. Emily B. That's not true. Here we go. What has two banks but no money?
A river.
A river. A river. Wow. Colin, really nailing these.
I've heard it before.
Yep. Oh, actually, this one is actually kind of clever, too, off the same package of Grape Laffy Taffy. Again, another good logic puzzle for you. Jessica N. of Paducah, Kentucky. I just really love reading the... Jessica N. of Paducah, Kentucky says, how many months have 28 days?
All of them
have 28 days. That's right, everybody. Well, I can certainly say that we've won this round of Ruin the Laffy Taffy experience.
Yes.
Sucked every last bit of joy out of it.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I will segue us into the quiz proper portion of the show here.
Let's get on our segue.
With Chris K. from...
Andrew, California.
I don't know how to finish that one. Yeah. I have a quiz here for you guys called You're Like an Animal. And this is all about animal-related adjectives.
Yes.
We use these a lot in our speech, and some of them are so common that they've actually replaced the noun form. So, for example, I could say two canines instead of two dogs. But the word canine really just in its most strict sense means like a dog, related to a dog.
It's an adjective.
It is an adjective. I have a whole bunch of these for you.
Right.
Another very common
one.
When
people say like, oh, two males, two females, two canines.
Right.
Basically, cops. Yeah.
Right. It's very cop speak.
Cops like to noun adjectives.
You're totally right. So, of course, we know canine means like a dog, related to a dog. Feline, like a cat, related to a cat.
Ooh.
Karen, one that's probably near and dear to your heart these days, porcine. Like a pig, related to a pig. So I've got...
Because I have a pig.
Because Karen owns a pig, to spell it out for everybody.
And because she's like a pig.
Yes, right. I realized.
I'm part pig.
That sounded. So I will give you guys the adjective. These all end in I-N-E.
Okay.
So they are all ein, something ein words. You tell me what animal this adjective relates to. These are going to start off fairly easy, probably almost like a lightning round, and they're going to get trickier as we go. So get your buzzers ready. I will give you the word. You tell me, what is the animal? Bovine. Dana.
Cow.
Yes, like a cow. Or more broadly, a bull or an ox. Yes, just anywhere in that family. And I should point out, by the way, that if you guys get stuck in any of these, just think Latin. Because all of these are based on their Latin roots.
Oh,
yes.
Every one?
Yeah. Just that's how these words tend to go, generally. Yeah. All right. Equine. Ooh, Dana again, I believe.
Horse.
Like that is a horse, yes.
Equus.
Yeah. For instance, Equus. Yes, the equine. All right. Ursine. Mm-hmm. Karen.
Bear.
That is a bear, yes.
Ursa Major, Ursa Minor.
Yep, mm. There you go, there you go. Lupine. Dana, first on the buzzer. I think everyone had it.
Yeah, wolf.
That is wolf,
like
yes.
Professor Lupin
yeah.
in
oh,
Harry
yeah,
Potter.
Yes. Lupin,
hey,
yeah.
How about that?
All right. Piscine.
Whoa.
Piss sign.
Oh.
Karen.
Fish.
Yes.
Yeah. Pisces.
Like Pisces. Yeah. Right, right. Piscine also is an acceptable pronunciation, but I want to keep them all predictable here.
Does the okay. word, like, to pee, like piss, does that come from a stem from a Pisces?
I don't know.
No,
I don't
no,
know.
No, probably not.
Nope, okay. Sure doesn't.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, water related.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
But right, right. So oh, and in fact, cool. like, if, you know, in French, as you guys may know, like, la piscine mm-hmm. is the name for, like, a swimming pool.
Swimming
right.
pool, yeah.
yeah. Right. All right, getting a little trickier here, ramping up here. Ovine. Okay, Dana, owning these, yes.
Is it egg?
No, no, not, yeah, ovine.
That is a sheep. Sheep.
That is a sheep, yes. Sheep, ovine.
Knew that.
All right. Vulpine.
Ooh. Oh, this sounds
Vulpine.
Familiar.
Yeah.
It's another one. This is related to the genus of the animal, vulpine.
Yeah. It's not a
I'm gonna get I'm gonna take a stab.
Okay.
Bat.
Not bat.
Fox.
It is fox.
Oh.
Dana, yes, vulpine.
Vulpine.
The genus, the vulpes, yes. Caprine. Chris.
Goat.
It is a goat.
Oh, like
Capricorn.
Really?
Like Capricorn.
Like Capricorn.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Caprine.
Okay. Caprine. Caprine.
Mm-hmm.
Murine.
Spell it out, please.
M-U-R-I-N-E. Murine.
Murine.
Murine. The animals of this type are from the Mus murinae family.
Is it a moose?
It is not a moose.
Okay, because I thought you just said
it's a very small animal. Quite
oh,
doubts
oh.
it.
Oh.
A mouse.
It is a mouse.
Wow.
Yes.
Murine.
Murine. That's a great
ooh,
one, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, there's
yeah.
a word to use.
Mouse-like. Yeah. Ranine.
Ooh.
Ranine.
Spell it.
R-A-N-I-N-E.
Yeah.
Deer.
Not deer.
Rat.
Not rat.
Rabbit.
Not no. rabbit. You guys are getting thrown by the rat.
Oh, yeah. Ranine.
Ranine. This is a common root for this word.
Raccoon?
No. Again,
R-A-N?
You're getting thrown by
oh,
the R. Right. It does not start with R-A. This is frog.
Okay.
Frogs
oh.
or the rani. Yes.
Yes. I think
wow.
in Spanish there's a similar word.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
R-A?
A lot of the romance languages that are more closely descended to Latin, the words for frogs kind of revolve around
not
that
French.
Root. Yeah. Last one. Here we go. This is a word you know, but you may not know it in this context.
Mm-hmm.
Asinine.
Interesting.
So it's not donkey. Is it donkey?
Is that your answer?
Is it donkey?
It is donkey.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
tricking us.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the ass, of
yeah.
course.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, asinine. Yes, and it's quite directly came from the adjective of the animal. And if you say someone's acting asinine, you are literally
okay.
saying you're acting like a donkey.
Wow.
I feel like that's the only word that has.
Transcended
from away from the animal meaning. Because mm-hmm. all the other ones, like, oh, maybe it's like farming terms or zoology, but yeah,
right,
asinine,
right.
and yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Woo!
All right, good job. You guys are dominating the animal kingdom here.
Didn't do leonine, huh?
Didn't do leonine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just as an aside, I love these. Like, even
oh,
going
sure.
back to when I was
yeah.
a kid, there are so many great ones.
Right,
yes,
yeah.
Leonine, yes, like a lion. Mm-hmm. Aquiline is a good one. Like an eagle-like aquiline.
Yeah.
There are many.
Aquiline nose.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, exactly. An
oh,
aquiline
yeah?
nose.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a compliment. Is that a compliment?
It just means like strong, I think.
Right,
like
people, right.
They don't usually mean it as an insult, but maybe it is.
Could be.
All right.
Hey.
My turn.
Oh, man.
I'm getting my phone ready because it's time to play 30 Seconds to Glory.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Everybody's all right. Okay.
Okay. Get your hand ready. All right. Get your fingers.
I gotta wake myself up.
Okay. So,
it's the shortest 30
listeners,
seconds.
Yeah. We're going to play a game. Listeners, if you have a piece of paper or even if you have access to a computer, you can type these out and play along. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a category. What you have to do is list as many blank that fits in that category in 30 seconds. So, for example, in the past, I have done name.
Pokemon.
All the Pokemon, oh my God. Pokemon characters. So it's going to be in that vein. You're going to name as many X in 30 seconds.
All right.
However, if any
and
of
importantly.
You guys... Yeah, importantly, if you guys write down the same, so for like Pokemon, everybody puts on Pikachu, no one gets the point.
We only get points for unique answers.
Yes. Which is... It might be a strategy. Everybody, piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any special rules for this?
No special. I will say if there is a
okay,
special.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay.
Can we abbreviate?
No.
Okay.
No. And I mean, the general rule is, like, if I can read it, then you're okay. So, I mean, you can't really, write any special symbols or
just
whatever.
Just chicken scratch them all and say, oh, that's not what it says.
I'm just coming up with...
We will play honestly.
All right, all right.
Here we go. List as many... Care Bear characters as you can. Go. Care Bear. These can be villains. Later in the series, there are some hybrids with other animals. You can name those.
Oh my God.
Lots of head shaking. Five. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Answer's up.
This is just a catastrophe.
Wow, I thought this was going to be, because, 80s
I
kids.
Don't know. I
haven't thought very much about it in a
I
long
think Dana
time.
Might have killed it.
I would be surprised if I got one.
Okay. All right. So I put a Grumpy Bear.
Grumpy Bear, yes.
I put a Trueheart the Lion. I feel like that was one of the Care Bears characters that were other
Lionheart?
Animals. I don't know. I do not know.
Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Oh, yeah.
So we can't go with that. then I ran out of everything and I put Rainbow Bear. Rainbow the Bear.
There is Cheer Bear who has a rainbow.
But again, that doesn't count.
Nope.
I would not expect that. And then I just put Sad Bear. Because I figured, Grumpy is mad, but then maybe there's a bear who is just sad.
There is no...
So far, I'm rocking 1 point if nobody else put Grumpy Bear.
I have Care-a-Lot. I'm pretty sure that's a bear, right?
Care-a-Lot is the name of the...
Oh, they live in Care-a-Lot.
Camelot.
Got it.
So,
I kind of was like just dipping into the punch bowl. I don't know if these are Care Bears or where they came from. I have Lionheart. I don't know what that is.
Which is
Braveheart
the Lion Bear.
Good Luck. There's one with the...
Good Luck is a bear.
Yep. Whoa.
Shamrock. Right. Yep.
Put Hufflepuff. And I was like, maybe
I think that is one.
It might be. There's like a
this
hybrid.
This is your fan fiction.
Hufflepuff, you say?
Hufflepuff.
Yeah, I don't think it's in there.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm crying.
Yeah. Well, I wrote that down too. So.
Share-a-Lot.
I think
isn't there a Share-a-Lot?
These are variations on a theme here.
There is Share Bear, but not Share-a-Lot.
Because I have Give a Lot and Loves a Lot. So good luck. I got Good Luck Bear.
Good Luck Bear. All right.
So
part of the fun is seeing what names you guys come up with.
I couldn't remember if they were named after emotions or concepts or bear. So I did a little bit of a shotgun approach here.
Okay.
So I've got Sunshine.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
What? Dang it.
Oh, you're so close.
Dang it.
That's too bad.
Greedy. I think I'm mixing up with the dwarves at this point.
Yeah, right, right, right.
I put lovely Joy Bear.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of Joy Behar. No. I don't know. Yeah. And then I just ran out of steam and I put Bear Bear, which I don't think is really one.
Okay.
Oh. So a big fat zero for Colin.
Here are the more famous ones.
Okay.
Bedtime Bear, Birthday Bear, Cheer Bear, Grumpy Bear, Tender Heart, which is the brown one. I had Tender Heart as a child. And the toys, they all have like a little sprig of hair.
Yeah.
I thought as a child that they grow back, so I cut it off.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
Did you guys? I think that a lot of
times. Yeah, they will cut their hair.
All the hair. It's like, it's going to grow
fine.
Back.
Yeah. It's fine.
It'll be fine.
But it doesn't. Yeah.
No. It's like, gone.
Three holes on his head. Poor Tender Heart.
Cut it down to the holes?
Yeah. Well, and like, what I love about that is like, it's the slow motion burn because you're like, well, the next day, you're like, well, okay, one day growth. I'm not going to see that. But after a week, you're like, I don't think it's grown back. Yeah.
To Dana's defense, there were a lot of blank a lot bears.
Oh, there were just not
none of the ones you put
down.
What
were the other lots?
Thanks a lot. Okay. Laugh a lot. Sorry.
There was an evil baker, I want to say.
That's
a strawberry shortcake.
Purple pie man.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Who I do get it confused with Professor Coldheart.
Oh,
which is
okay.
the villain of
gotcha.
The character.
Okay.
Scene.
Purple All right. pie, of course.
Okay.
Makes so much more sense that the evil baker is from Strawberry Shortcake.
Yeah.
Now that you say.
Yeah. Oh, next one. let's we'll right. do better. I need you guys to name me as many celebrities who are known only by one word names. Go. I'm just gonna throw this one in here as an example, like Cher. That's what I mean. Yeah. By one word names. Movies, TV, music. Five, four.
Oh no.
Three, two. One. Time's up. Ooh. Do you want to start and see if anybody else?
Well, I had written down Cher.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
Sorry. Well, that's
then I said Madonna.
Yeah, I got Madonna.
Okay, yeah. Then I said Enya.
No, who didn't get Enya.
Hey, all right. Okay, there's one. And then I said Beyonce.
Got Beyonce.
Okay, that's it.
Prince and Common.
I have Prince.
Okay.
Common's a good one.
Common's a good one. In addition to the three that I've already crossed out, I had Beck.
Yep.
I have Fabio. Nice.
Good. Good.
That's good.
I've got Iman.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
And I've got Falco.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Good job.
That's a good round for you.
Yeah.
I'm surprised for you, Colin, Sting, Bono, you know, the musicians.
I would have gotten there eventually. I got on the model track. I was like Fabio really and then to Iman. I thought someone would put Sting and
Next one. When you write this down, I need the full title.
Okay.
So no shorthand.
Okay.
All right. Please name me books written by Roald Dahl. Furiously writing lots of books there. There's some sequels in there as well. Five, four, three, two, one.
Ah, jeez.
Answers up. All right.
Okay.
Dana, right. You want to go first?
Sure. The Witches.
Got it.
Danny, Champion of the World.
Got it.
Wow.
Got it.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Got it.
BFG.
Got it.
Matilda.
Got it.
Okay.
After all I crossed out, all I have left is James and the Giant Peach.
Which I did not write down.
I would have gotten that if I had one more second.
The next thing I was writing right now. However, I did get Charlie in the Great Glass Elevator and Boy.
Yeah, Boy was his autobiography, kind of.
And
right?
very short to write, too.
No,
I wrote down the BFG, and then I was like, Char, and I was like, no, Chris, don't write down Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator. Start writing down the short ones first and then go back, which I did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. All right. Last one. Last one.
What are the standings here? I have 4 points.
I have 2 points.
I've got 5.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Well, this one might make it or break it. I need you guys in 30 seconds. Name me current country names in Africa. African country names. Current. There's some old names. Some countries have changed their names. I need the current country names. Five, four, three, two, one. Time's up. All right, Colin, you want to go first?
All right, I've got Cameroon.
Yes.
Ethiopia.
No.
Ooh.
Ghana.
No.
Togo.
No.
Benin.
No.
Kenya.
No.
Central African Republic. Like a dummy, I'm wasting my time writing down Central African Republic.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Morocco.
No.
Egypt.
Yes.
Yes.
Somalia.
No.
And South Africa.
Yes.
Yes. Ouch. Well, big round for Colin.
What do you have?
Okay. Some of these may not technically be in Africa. Others may not technically be countries.
Okay.
And some are both. Which is to say neither.
Okay.
Lesotho? Is that in Africa?
Yes.
We always talk about
Lesotho.
That.
Lesotho.
Yeah.
Congo?
Ooh. Yeah.
I wrote down Congo, and then I wrote down Republic of Congo. And I don't know if either of those are valid, because I know there's...
I wrote down Congo.
Okay, well, Dana wrote down Congo, so let's cross that out, because it doesn't matter.
There's two. There's Democratic and People's Republic.
Okay, so. Well, I wrote down Republic of Congo, so I think it's up to a vote. Does that count for People's Republic of Congo? I'm getting the no here. That's fine. I'm not going to fight for this. There's no... Okay. Mali?
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Tripoli is not a...
No.
City.
Yeah. But in Africa.
Libya? Is that in
Africa?
Mm, yeah.
And then I wrote down Syria, which I don't think is in Africa.
No.
I think it's over the old somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, 3 points.
I have Nigeria, Niger. Is that a country?
Good. Yeah.
Mozambique.
Niger.
Yep.
Sudan.
Yep, yeah, that's true, because that got separated. There's South Sudan and Sudan.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
Whoa. Colin's a big winner.
I think Colin's a big winner, yeah.
I'm still staying from that knowledge. Pokemon loss. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is, I can see Colin singing, because his countries are all... bunched together.
They were clustered,
Benin, Togo, Cameroon.
Yep, Ghana in there. Yep, I was. Nigeria. I was thinking clusters.
You said Cameroon first. That was the first one I wrote down, too. It's the elf hat. It looks like an elf hat.
I think it looks like a macaroon. It's Cameroon.
Kind of, like
long. A Hershey Kiss, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a good way to remember it.
Yeah.
Like not a macaron.
Yeah.
A macaroon.
Yeah.
Good. Karen's entire adult life has been like, preparing for the invention of the time machine so that she can go back and win Carmen Sandiego on PBS, I think.
Yeah, I guess it's my turn. I have a quiz for you guys called Germier Than You Thought / Surprising That We're All Still Alive.
Dana has a weird fascination with illnesses.
I do. Is it strange? I feel like a lot of people
do.
Maybe do. So I found a study done by the NSF International, NSF, the National Sanitation Foundation. That's what they used to be called, not the National Science Foundation.
Right.
But they did a study of the germiest places in the household. They swabbed. They went around to 22 different households, and they determined how many germs, and by germs for science people, I'm talking about staph, coliform, yeast, and mold, were on each item in their houses and their cars. I'm going to give you two areas in the household, and you tell me which one had the most germs on it per square centimeter.
Okay. All right.
I'll name two items, and then you guys put up your fingers one or two, or you say one or two.
All right.
So a dish sponge or a toilet seat. Which one had the most germs on it?
No question. I mean, I'm so confident.
Me too. Yeah.
Dish, everybody says one. Everybody says dish rag. Yes, that is the germiest thing in the house. It has like 321.6 million germs on it.
Because it's always wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Versus 266 on the toilet seat.
Yeah.
I read somewhere like periodically they suggest you microwave your dish sponge.
Yeah.
Or throw it away and get a dish
sponge. Yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah,
right, right, exactly.
A dish sponge is a major investment these days. Yeah. And
the pet bowl, dog or cat dish, or the toothbrush holder. Everybody says toothbrush holder. Yes. Toothbrush holder is the second germiest thing in the house.
I believe it.
And it
I
goes,
believe it.
You know, touches it's a thing that wet. Goes right in your mouth. And the pet bowl has 474,000 germs on it, which is a lot of a lot of germs in this. But the toothbrush holder has 3.3 million germs on it, which is when you, so
when
much
you,
more.
Also, like when you flush the toilet, a spray of poop comes up out of the toilet and goes onto your toothbrush.
I was reading something and it said six feet away.
Not, you can't, it's not a big
a mist.
Gushing fountain. Yeah, but like an invisible mist of germs and bacteria and fecal matter into the air because of the agitation of the water in the toilet. And then it settles onto everything, including your toothbrush.
Yeah.
So just rinse that sucker off real fast.
You shut the lid before you flush. And
shutting the lid before you flush.
That said the splash zone was 3 to 6 feet.
Right.
So if your toothbrush isn't
But also
far
note
away,
that we're, like, we're all alive and nobody gets sent to the hospital for brushing their teeth with poop mist. Oh, to poop.
So
like,
far. So far. Yeah.
So far, yeah.
The bathroom doorknob.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or the toilet seat.
Ooh. See, now we're getting into the
the bathroom.
See, I don't think the toilet seat is as germy as people think.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody says bathroom doorknob. Yes, the doorknob is slightly grosser.
Slightly grosser.
It's like 315 versus 266.
Your hands are super germy because your hands are touching everything all the time, and then everybody's hand is touching the doorknob.
Remote control or cell phone.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, dang. Man. Okay, I sort of have a guess.
Remote control or cell phone.
These days?
Yeah.
This was 2011. All right, so Colin and Karen say cell phone. Chris says remote control. It is the remote control.
Interesting.
I think there's a lot more. I'm eating food and drinking things and getting my hands kind of wet and dirty with food and moisture. Yeah. So I don't eat and like thumb my cell phone
with the same hand,
but I eat and it's just like, oh, I got to turn the volume up. And I'm like, ah, screw it. It's a remote control. It costs like nothing. Spit.
That was my reasoning too. It's like the cell phone, you touch it and it's near your mouth.
Yeah,
but who talks on their cell phone anymore?
That's true.
It's true.
How about this? A pet toy tennis ball that a pet chews on, or the coffee reservoir, like on a coffee pot, little reservoir where the coffee comes out.
Wait, like the spout? I don't know what a coffee reservoir is.
Like an electric coffee machine. Like the reservoir where you fill up the water so that it that's what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, so
the
place where you put the water.
Like in an office, like you flip up the thing, you pour in the water, and then it percolates up and or boils up into
What's one, what's two?
So one is the pet toy.
Pet toy.
Tennis ball.
The other is the coffee reservoir.
Yeah, the second one is the coffee. Everybody says the second one. Yeah, it's has a lot of germs
in
that thing.
Nobody cleans it.
Yeah.
Nobody cleans it because they never know. And
also, it's always sitting with water. I think anything that's always in contact with water.
Always in contact with water. The pet toys get thrown. As soon as you see the pet toy and it's disgusting, you throw it out and you repeat another one.
Yeah.
But like the coffee reservoir, no one cleans it.
Because you're like, it cooks the water.
I'm just putting water in. Yeah. Water comes out.
My first job out of school, my first office job, they had like the electric coffee maker. And I was using it like every day for like 3 months, and then like one day I'm like, oh, I'll be a good citizen, I'll wipe it down.
Yeah.
And like I took it off and I flipped it up, and like I swear to God, like I looked in the bottom and it was like green and a little slimy to touch.
Yep.
And I from that point on, I never ever drank out of that thing again.
There was like, you know, my first coffee maker, my first apartment, like after a while I kind of poured water in, and like there was like particulate matter that was like in there, and I was just like,
oh yeah, you have to clean me.
seen this.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. The pet toy also has a lot of.
Oh, sure. Sure. Not saying it's good for surgical procedures, right, but right, like, yeah, yeah. It's just funny just that, that is that, actually yeah. not as much.
Start making yeah. coffee with
right.
the pet toy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes. Don't just suck on the filth. Yeah. I put my coffee in my pet's tennis ball.
Good job. Brian told me to do this.
Although it would be less German.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to avoid some confusion.
Right, right, right.
How about this? Your wallet or money?
Oh.
Well, one goes in the other.
The other.
My wallet or money?
I like saying, I'm going to see him saying wallet.
I'm going to go with the usual thought.
I'm going to go with money because it's
passed around. Everybody talks about
more.
Money.
Yeah. See, I'm going with wallet because the leather, I feel like, maybe holds moisture in more.
You know what? Grossness. I'm going to change to that.
You can't because I just explained it. I thought you were locked in. I'm trying to throw you off the scent. Yeah.
Wallet had more germs than the money. Sense. Money is one of the lowest things on this list that I've told you about. Huh.
It's really?
Yeah, it only had 8 germs on
it. You hear all the time that money's so gross.
Oh, it's probably dirty, but it didn't have the germs.
Not germy.
It gets a chance to air out, I suppose, if nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
But your wallet grows all sorts of fun.
And I guess it's in a dark place. You hang onto wallets for a long time.
You never clean it.
Yeah, you never clean it. It's true. It's true.
The gear shifting your car or the car steering wheel?
This seems like a toss-up.
Yeah.
Gear shift or steering wheel?
Well, two of us don't know how to drive.
Yeah, true.
Like the thing you, the gear shift thing what's where the, you change the
Karen,
gear.
Karen, just for the record, Karen is pantomiming Karen is doing driving. Both of them at the same time.
But right. No,
or I thought she was driving a monster truck.
Yeah.
Her hands are so hard.
Oh, you are doing both of them at the same time.
All right. Okay. What was the order? It was
so
what?
One is the gear shift. Two is the steering wheel.
Oh man!
Everybody says gear.
Chris. Yeah. Okay. Karen and I say gear.
Switching time.
Yeah. Chris says steering wheel. It is the gear shift by kind of a lot. Gear shift had 227, and the steering wheel only had 4.
My way of thinking is most people are right-handed.
Okay.
And so they would.
What are you talking about?
No, no.
True. However, even if you're left-handed,
still
the gear shift
right
is still
hand.
In the same spot.
But your hand is dirtier.
Sorry, you being a right-handed person, you touch more things with your right hand.
Okay.
Including the gear shift.
Okay. My theory is just the steering wheel is further up, so it gets more sunshine. Maybe I don't know.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm straining to do some explaining.
Gear shift is closer to the cup holders. I don't know.
Maybe. I have no idea. It didn't have like an explanation, but I was just like, that's interesting.
However, that one doesn't count because it's not in a house. So we have to.
I said, gotta
strike that one from the record.
Right. Car in the garage.
Good save.
All right, let's just do two more. A lunchbox or a toilet handle?
Again, just with food versus pee.
Yeah, I guess I have to agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody says lunchbox. It is lunchbox.
I will tell you, there are people, I do not know them personally, but there are people who have died from reusable shopping bags. I'm going to use reusable shopping bags. So they take their reusable shopping bag, you know, made of canvas or, you know, the sort of 99-cent shopping bags that you buy.
Yeah.
You take them to the store, they take all their raw beef and they put them into the reusable shopping bags. And then they take it home and they put the beef in the fridge and they throw the shopping bag into a pile. And then the next day they take it to the store and they put their bananas into the reusable shopping bags.
Wrapped in foil or saran wrap?
No. Well, yeah, it's wrapped in saran wrap but it leaks
in there.
Yeah. So they get raw beef all over the inside of their reusable shopping bags. They put it in a hot car. Then they put their muffins in there and then they eat the muffin and they die of like E. coli poisoning because it was in the reusable shopping bags. So you
don't
have to
let it happen
wash
to you.
Those so suckers.
Get
wash
disposable.
Them. Wash them out. So use plastic bags.
Last one. The bathroom light switch or stove knobs.
Oh,
the knobs on your stove.
It's been going so well for me.
I have some reasoning here.
Everybody says stove. Yes, yep. your stove knobs. That you touch while you're making food with your clean hands.
There's grease in the air. It makes them sticky.
Just food.
You're right. Your logic and of again, if nobody, it deals with food.
Yeah. People are very much like, oh, you know, I wipe my butt and I wash my hands and I clean the toilet and everything like that. But then they're like, I just touched raw chicken and turned the stove on. When people get salmonella, a lot of times, it is not because they didn't cook the chicken enough.
Yeah, it's cross-contamination.
It's because they handled the raw chicken and put the raw chicken on the counter. Then they cooked it until it was black, but but they made their salad with their gross chicken hands, and then they die, you know? So, yeah. But when you hear, like, oh, the local restaurant, they got a C for the cleanliness of their kitchen. They didn't get an A. It's like your personal home kitchen would get an F minus, 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 minus.
Yeah.
No question.
But if they got a C,
I'm just saying, they get freaked out. Like, it's just,
yeah.
It's cleaner than what you ate food off of last night, almost definitely.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So I have one of my patented word quizzes for you guys. Here's the game this time. There is an interloper in these sets of words. I'm going to read you four words, and you are going to tell me the word that doesn't belong for some reason. Three of these words are basically roughly synonyms with each other. If you go to thesaurus.com, you will find these words listed as synonyms of each other. Their meanings may be slightly different, but in general, they are synonyms. And there is one word that is not a synonym of the other words. So you guys are going to write this down, what word you think it is. And here we go. So I'll give you four words. You write down the one that is not a synonym of the other three. One of these things is not like the other.
Okay.
Most of these words appear on those lists of words you're probably using incorrectly, if that's a little bit of a hint for you. Yep. Okay. All right, here we go. First four words. Unwilling, reluctant, reticent, disinclined. Unwilling, reluctant, reticent, disinclined. Again, three of these words would show up as being, you know, pretty close synonyms of each other, and one of them is not. Unwilling, reluctant, reticent, disinclined. For an extra bonus point, you can tell me, if you pick out the word, then you can tell me approximately what its actual definition is. Okay. That is your extra bonus point. Work on unwilling, reluctant, reticent, disinclined. All right, answers up. Let's see some answers. Colin says reticent, and he thinks it means guilty.
Oh,
Karen
darn,
says unwilling, but hasn't made any guesses. And Dana says
reluctant.
No. The answer is reticent. Unwilling, reluctant, and disinclined all mean I don't want to do it. But reticent actually means silent. People use it to mean reluctant. Oh, I'm reticent to go on that roller coaster. No, it's reticent means a person who doesn't say much. He's very reticent. Doesn't say a lot. That was the worst possible example of use a word in a sentence. Can you use it in a sentence? Yes. The man was very reticent. yes. means doesn't say a whole lot.
Try harder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Second set of words. Lucky. Fortuitous, charmed, fortunate. Lucky, fortuitous, charmed, and fortunate. One of these words is not a synonym of the other three. They are in this case similar-ish, but there is one that is there is one that is definitely different than the other ones. All right, let's see some answers. Colin says fortuitous, and he means that fortuitous is a good omen.
Promise.
Dana says fortuitous. Karen says fortuitous and thinks maybe it means strong. So yes, the word is fortuitous. It is different. Lucky, charmed, fortunate mean that like something good happened to you. Maybe it happened to you by chance. Oh, you're so fortunate that this happened to you, that you won the lottery. Mm-hmm. You must be charmed. You're so lucky. Fortuitous simply means it occurred by coincidence. Okay. So like, yeah.
Happenstance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I named, you know, my baby this and you named your baby the same thing. That is just by chance. It could be a bad chance, a good chance, a neutral chance, but it's okay. Just chance. Happenstance, indeed. Energize. Enervate. Vitalize. Wow. Invigorate. Energize. Enervate, vitalize, invigorate. Yes, one of these words is not like the others. Karen says vitalize, bring back to life. Colin says enervate, deflate.
Weaken.
Weaken. And Dana says...
Enervate.
Enervate. Did you put on a definition?
No.
Okay. Yes, Colin is correct. The word enervate means to weaken something or deflate it or sap energy from it. It, in fact, is the it is an antonym of energize, vitalize, or invigorate.
Why does it sound so familiar? I know.
It sounds like energy, so people say enervate to mean energize.
Invigorate but it and means, energy, yeah.
But it's the opposite.
It's
yep.
Like almost like a portmanteau.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rowdy. Boisterous. Noisome. Rambunctious. Rowdy, boisterous, noisome, rambunctious.
I've never even heard of noisome.
Then maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it is. Karen says, sorry. Noisome. Karen says noisome for annoying. Colin says noisome. And what did you put? Oh, aggravating. And Dana says, noisome. Yes, it is, in fact, noisome. Noisome means smelly. Noisome means it smells so bad that it like puts you off your game. Like it bothers you because something smells so terrible.
I'm guessing N-O-I-S-O-M-E.
Yeah, N-O-I-S-O-M-E. Really, really bad smelly. Or, yeah, I mean, sometimes people use it to mean, like, aggravating or something
I've
like that.
I've heard it more like off-putting. I didn't know it had a very specific smell.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Technically, that's kind of where it comes from.
That's my new favorite word.
But, it comes from annoy. It comes from the word annoy. It doesn't mean noise, as in. Right. People use it to mean loud. It's not loud. Right.
It's the different sense.
It means annoying, yeah. This one may be considered kind of a matter of degree. This is not, like, these are not antonyms, but, yeah. There is one that is distinctly different for a certain reason.
All right.
Okay. Excess, plethora, abundance, surplus. Excess, plethora, abundance, surplus. Excess, plethora, abundance, and surplus. There is one word here that is distinctly different from the others in its definition. All of these words refer to there being a lot of something. Colin says plethora, and a plethora is a variety.
Oh,
Dana says
that makes sense.
Abundance, and Karen says surplus. Oh, you're talking about storage?
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is abundance.
Oh.
Abundance means you have a lot of something, and that might be great. But plethora is a synonym of excess and surplus, meaning you have too much
of
it.
Mm.
An excess, a surplus, and indeed a plethora means there's too much.
If you
and abundance is just great. Yeah,
an
overabundance indeed would be too much of something.
Okay,
but abundance is what they do when bread gets married.
Yes.
That's the funniest joke. It's so funny. I imagine like little bride and groom buns dancing.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
I'm going to always think of that when I hear the word.
You're always gonna
you'll always spell it correctly. Yeah.
Final round. I haven't kept track of the scores.
All right.
Disaster. Travesty. Calamity. And catastrophe. Disaster. A travesty. A calamity. And a catastrophe. This is not a matter of degree. This is the full-on Inigo Montoya. That word you keep using, I don't think it means what you think it means.
Okay.
Disaster, travesty, calamity, and catastrophe. Karen says travesty and don't know. Fine. Dana says travesty and
injustice.
You're on the right track, interestingly. And Colin says travesty and
misrepresentation.
Yeah, you're both dancing around it. Yes, the word is travesty. A travesty is not a tragedy, like some people say. Oh, it was a total travesty. No, it is a mockery. This is a farce. And that's when people are like, this court is a travesty. They mean it's not a real court. It's a fake court. It's a kangaroo court. Yes.
Cool.
That's the quiz.
All right.
Woo.
Nice. Woo.
One of these things is not like the other.
All right. And we got one last segment. Colin.
Let us travel the world. We're a pretty good jet-setting bunch. I mean, just in the last couple of years, we've been to Japan and Sweden and Taiwan collectively, France.
Collectively,
not together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things we do when we travel is we have to change currency. So I have a quiz for you about global currencies.
Oh, yes.
Okay. This one stands out to me as a sore spot. I remember once we got a matching quiz at Pub Quiz, and it kicked our butt. We're like, oh, we know the world currency.
Yeah, because you're like, euro applies to
right.
so many countries.
I know the yen. And, yeah. Right, no.
But then it was like the old currencies.
So I've sort of split the difference here. These are not going to be super obscure like that one night at a pub quiz, nor are they going to be super easy. So I will give you the name of a currency, and you tell me what country uses this currency. These are current. And now for some of these, you know, there are currency names that more than one country uses.
Okay.
So if it's a currency that's used in more than one country, I will gladly accept any of those countries.
Huh. Okay.
What country uses the shekel?
Oh.
Israel.
It is Israel, yes.
Shekel.
Properly the new shekel, the Israeli new shekel,
nice.
Yes. What country uses the rupee? Dana?
India?
Yes, India. There are actually other countries that use rupees.
Yeah, like Hyrule.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Link and Zelda use them.
Also, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Pakistan, several other countries use the rupee.
Red.
But I think India, by far, most people.
Right. Yeah, the blue ones are worth five.
Yeah.
Where would you go if you were spending the rand? Dana.
Malaysia?
No, not Malaysia.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
The rand.
Oh, jeez.
Is that an acronym?
No.
Okay.
I know of this. I'm sure I should get this.
It's a country that was named earlier in one of the quizzes. So that doesn't help you.
Really?
No. The rand is the currency of South Africa.
Oh, okay.
South African rand.
Huh.
What is Malaysian?
What country uses the baht? B-A-H-T. Baht. Karen.
Thailand.
That is Thailand.
It is Thailand.
So, fun fact, growing up in geometry class, we had the American geometry textbooks. And then one of their questions was a math question. And it talked about Taiwan and the baht. Which is a giant, actually, because Taiwan is a different country. Thailand and Taiwan, they get confused a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. And so our school wrote a letter to a large U.S.-based textbook company and said, you guys got this wrong, and we use your book in Taiwan.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they do get confused a lot, but they shouldn't be getting confused in a book, in an actual...
In a textbook.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, way.
Where would you go if you were spending Wan? W-O-N. Wan.
Is
and Chris, you want to take a guess here?
South Korea.
Yes, I was going to give you it. The hint is it's one of two very closely aligned countries. Yes, it is South Korea, the won. Fully, it is the Korean Republic won.
Okay.
North Korea also uses the won. Mm. Theirs is the Korean People's won. Yes. Do not think they are interchangeable, so be careful which won you are using. The ringgit. Ringgit. R-I-N-G-G-I-T.
That's awesome.
The ringgit. It's fun to say.
Ringgit.
I guess.
Dana.
Singapore?
Not Singapore. Malaysia. Yes, Dana. You're going to kick yourself.
It begins with an R.
Oh, okay.
The Malaysian ringgit. Yes. Brunei,
sounds like that sounds like a monkey. Like a type
ringgit,
of monkey.
Yeah,
Malaysian
it does.
Ringgit.
Like a lemur. Yeah.
Yeah. I just imagine it has like an orange butt.
Whatever helps you.
Yeah.
Also Brunei ringgit as well. The dinar. If you were spending dinar? And this may be more than one country.
Is that like Saudi Arabia?
Not Saudi Arabia.
UAE?
Not UAE.
Oh, man.
You're dancing around at that.
Yeah. Iraq?
Iraq.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, you eventually hit on it. Yes. There are several countries that all use the dinar. They tend to be Muslim countries. Iraq. Kuwait, also Libya, also Algeria, Bahrain, the dinar.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I got a couple maybe slightly tricky ones here. Where is the lira? And now think carefully here. Why would you say it's tricky?
Mm-hmm.
The lira.
I'm going to guess Vatican City.
Wow.
Is that a good guess?
I was not thinking you were going to go that way. I was trying to be tricky, but it is not the Vatican City.
Okay.
Well,
because I would guess
it used
Italy.
To, yes, Italy and the Vatican both used to use the lira. They are now the euro for the last 15 years or so.
Oh,
I was looking for Turkey.
Turkish
lira. Yeah. Last one. And I'll give you a hint, as you may not have heard of this currency. The currency is related somehow to the name of the country. So what country would I be in if I were spending Vatu? V-A-T-U. Chris?
Vanuatu?
Yes, Vanuatu. The Vanuatu Vatu. It's fun to say.
Vanuatu Vatu.
All right. Well,
that sounds like a new dance all the kids are doing.
Everyone's
these
doing
days.
The Vanuatu Vatu.
Yep.
All right. Well, good job, guys. Countries that you probably have not been to, all of them did pretty well.
Yep. We all speak the universal language of money.
Money. All right. And that's our show. Thank you guys for joining me. And thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. Hope you learned a lot of stuff about money, about germs, about Care Bears, and more.
Oh, my gosh.
I know a lot about Care Bears.
I need to review the Care Bear list.
You can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, and on our website, goodjobbrain.com. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.